This is New England Public Media. Goodbye, Joint Rule 12A. Hello, months of drawn-out negotiations in the Massachusetts legislature. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
State lawmakers have now given themselves a whole lot of leeway from their traditional July 31st legislative end of formal sessions, but is there any concern that without a deadline hanging over their heads, that it's going to be hard to negotiate final deals on some complicated issues like police accountability?
Yeah, I think that is definitely a concern. There's no doubt that on things like policing, for instance, there is a shared commitment and desire to get this done. There is also a lot of public pressure on them to resolve this. But once you remove a deadline like that, that can often serve to facilitate these kind of deals at the ends of session. This open-endedness gives them time to sort of walk away from the table, take their time to kind of negotiate some of these differences over things like qualified immunity or how to structure a new licensing agency for police and what sort of things would warrant decertifying police. And you're right, without forcing them to sit down at the table and resolve that, if these things get heated and these issues are very complex, there is that kind of escape hatch that could prolong a deal.
What about the budget? A bill funding the state through the end of October was passed. What was the rationale for that with the need now for a new budget bill right before the November election?
Yeah, I think they felt that they did not have enough information to put together a fiscal 2021 budget right now, and they weren't going to be getting it anytime soon. For starters, and a big piece of this is they're waiting to see how Congress resolves their negotiations over a new federal relief package that may or may not deliver significant funding for states like Massachusetts that would really alleviate their budget gap. But 3 months is a considerable amount of time. We've heard from Senate Ways and Means Chairman Michael Rodriguez that they hope to have that full year budget in place in October. But I've talked to budget analysts and people who have worked on Beacon Hill for a long time, and no one is ruling out the idea that they push this off again, maybe extend until after the elections. I think the idea, if they were to be forced to implement deep cuts or even raise taxes to generate new revenue, if things don't improve markedly, no one's going to want to do that before voters go to the polls on November 3rd.
Over the weekend, Governor Baker's $500 daily fine kicked in for individuals traveling into the state who failed to comply with that mandatory 14-day quarantine. Massachusetts' positive coronavirus test rate remains below most other states at this point, but it's creeping up there. Do we have a sense about whether Governor Charlie Baker could soon reverse some of the economic opening?
Yeah, it is a real concern. Over the weekend, again, we saw the number of cases, new cases being reported, climbing again. The positive test rate has inched up to 2.2%, which, back in April would have been great. But right now, when the state was down at around 1.7, it's a worrisome sign. The question is, what's driving this? The governor has suggested people relaxing on their precautions, relaxing on things like wearing a mask and social distancing, having these large parties is to blame. And if that is the case, then these travel restrictions and business openings would probably be allowed to continue if they're not contributing to the spread. You may see, like the governor suggested last week, he may revisit some of the state's guidance around gathering sizes, 25 people indoors, 100 people outdoors. Maybe he pulls back on those. But if some of these outbreaks and clusters are linked to businesses and certain other activities, gyms, anything of that nature, I think you could see some consideration given to rolling back some of the opening.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and to others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.